Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Like, you bitches are out of your minds.
Why do women find older men attractive?
Money.
The answer is pretty simple. It's because of what older men represent to women. Typically, older men represent stability.
Our guests today are women who say if you don't have money, and lots of it, you're simply not worth dating. Meet Jennifer, Erin, Tara, and Laura.
Safety, reliability, chivalry, which are all things that women inherently look for in a partner. And this is great news for the men who typically date younger, and also the men who actually are younger.
Well, okay, but people always say men who date younger women are creeps. Like, men in their 40s and 50s, those are the men who make 6 and 7 figures usually. So, are you a creep for wanting to date older, or is he just a creep for dating younger? That's the question I have for the masses. And another question that I'm pondering about is, what does he get in return for giving you, you know, security and chivalry and yada 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 and money and buying you a house and have you sitting in a nice car? What does he get other than being able to use your young hot pocket?
Just like her think that a motherfucker like me won't just openly say it, because most men in her life are probably too afraid to say it.
I mean, you're basically explaining that it's not about love, it's about what he could do for you. And that's what I say all the time on this channel. Most women don't love you, they love what you can do for them and how you can make them feel. And if it ever comes to a point where you can't do what you used to do for them, or you can't make them feel the way you used to make them feel, that's usually when everything falls apart. Women are not loyal. Basically, what I'm trying to say is women who are in this, you know, situation, they aren't matching his energy. Nothing she's doing for him is matching the value of what he's doing for her. But I ain't hating the player or the game. I accept it for what it is. I just don't understand the incentive for an older man with money to settle with just one broad.
That math is not adding up. That MAF is not adding up, dude. It's just not adding up.
I mean, if she doesn't have your children, once she start getting on your nerves too bad, you should just kick her to the curb. And honestly, that's probably what this situation is. She's living the high life. She's enjoying driving a nice car and all that. But once he get tired of hitting them skins, he's going to trade her out for another young thing. See, this strategy that young, you know, attractive women have, it only really works out when they lock down the marriage. If you're just dating rich guys, you're still going to lose in the end, I promise.
Go Google that. See what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, man. You know what? I dare you to sit up there and say, explain. You know what I'm talking about, man.
Because it doesn't take much to be more traditional and have good manners by doing things like opening the doors for her or pulling out her chair for her or even offering up your arm as you walk down the street together or to show that you're financially stable and can take care of yourself or even to just look the part by doing things like changing your hairstyle or even your clothing.
Really, nigga?
Women aren't worth all of this, and if you got money, you can pretty much bypass all that other stuff. If your car is nice enough, your suit is nice enough, you will attract gold-digging slurs like this. And they will stick around and try to do what you want them to do, because they have incentive to. See, I don't know why they don't get it. Rich guys don't gotta kiss women's asses. Women kiss rich guys' asses. So any rich guy who's doing all this and jumping through all these hoops, I guess he really doesn't know his worth.
Yes, I'm a simp.
Like I said, it's typically what older men represent that women find very attractive. Let me know your thoughts in the comments.
So,
and as always, feel free to save this video
as
a helpful reminder of why women find older men attractive.
We don't care.
If there's one thing I know about men, it's this. 9 times out of 10, before they are ready to commit to you, they're going to pull away. And this is something I literally always forget when I'm talking to somebody or when I'm dating somebody that this happens, but it is literally a biological, genetic, unconscious situation.
You know how many men will go get a full-time job just to stay away from their woman? Don't even need the money.
Complete and utter nonsense. These are the lies they tell themselves so they can keep messing with Chad. These are the lies that they tell themselves to keep their fake dream alive that they're going to get married to Long Stick Rick and Long John Ron. And they're going to get married and have beautiful kids and live happily ever after. It's never going to happen. Men who are serious about you aren't going to pull back. They're going to make it very clear what their intentions are. Men who are husband material don't play these type of games. They know exactly what they want when they want it. and who they wanted with.
Where has common sense gone, guys?
The reason they pulled back is because they were giving their attention to the next chick they were trying to boink. And they knew they would have to offer a fake commitment to get you back, probably. And they know they can play those head games with you and get right back in your bed. Then the next month, they'll be pulling back again. These women are so lost, I swear.
She seems so lost.
And why I say it's biological and it's genetic is because if you go all the way back to caveman times, basically what ends up happening is a man needs to know that a woman is going to be able to survive without him. I'm not talking about hyper-independence. I'm also not talking about being ghosted. I'm talking this should be about a day to a 3 day long situation. Anything more than that, and he's probably just not that interested.
What? What are you talking about?
1 to 3 days. He might have just got busy. This is so silly. I thought she was talking about weeks or months or something. I mean, I don't know which one is more stupid. We'll call this segment Dingbat Theories with a Basic Blonde. Does that got a ring to it? Dingbat Theories with Basic Blonde. Tonight at 6. I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head. Hey folks, you tired of hearing this stupid advertisement? You can get access to all my videos ad-free by subscribing to Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month. And for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you could join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You also get access to over 70 archived exclusive videos, as well as 2 weekly exclusive videos. Not to mention you get access to videos at least 1 day early.
Go yourself. That's how I feel.
So why this happened or how it happened is probably something along the lines of he stops replying as quickly, maybe he stops asking as many questions, he's not asking you to hang out. And if everything has gone like pretty perfectly up until this point, then you just need to trust that this is a good thing. And why it's a good thing is because when they are in this pull away state, they're basically in contemplation mode and it's probably unconscious, they don't even know that they're doing it. But right before a man commits to you, he needs to know that you're going to be okay without him in some sense.
Men don't want to feel like you're going to be okay without him. Men want to feel like you need them. She knows nothing. She knows absolutely nothing about male nature. A guy ghosting for 3 days is not to test your endurance. It's not to test, you know, your independence or your strength.
Of course not. Of course not. Of course not.
I just have a little reminder for anyone who needs to hear it. It's better to lose a lover than it is to love a loser.
Look who's talking.
AKA the guy that I was really attracted to just used me for bedroom fun because I don't measure up and I don't meet his standards. So he ghosted me. So now I'm going to come up with a stupid catchphrase to say on TikTok while I'm eating a yam.
I know you playing.
Do you think this is the type of video he's going to see and make him want to hit you back up? Look, you don't need to focus on trying to date at this point. You're obviously a cringe person. Just hit the gym and become a better woman, mentally and physically. But not so he could come back, just so you could feel better about who you are and have higher self-esteem so you don't have to keep, you know, getting into these situationships.
If you think I'm the kind of woman who's going to take care of a man, cook him food, do his laundry, ask him how work was, you're absolutely right. I am. I will do those things.
Please don't brag. Only fools brag. Bragging just shows you can shoot off your big mouth. If you're great, people will know it. You don't have to tell them anything. Just like I don't have to tell you. Understand?
Okay, I mean, that sounds good. You're bragging on TikTok about it. Do you have a man, though? If you're the type of woman who does all those things and you have realistic standards, you should have a man right now. But you don't have a man right now. Why? Because you're full of it, and I'm sure you don't do any of those things. You're just trying to farm compliments under your TikTok video, and all the guys could be like, protect her at all costs. I'm not as easily tricked, toots.
Where have all the really cute, sweet guys gone that want to take you on dates, that want to call you pretty or gorgeous, or say that they enjoy spending time with you, or they just like the little things?
You got something better to do, and it's not you.
You know, or they even get to know you before asking you out. Because today in the gym, I quite literally had a guy walk up to me and go, yo, baby girl, I like your buns. Want to go out sometime?
I'm winning any motherfucking way. I can't lose.
Well, yeah, that's what happened when you have that ugly ass ring in your nose. You should expect it. All the guys who are nice gentlemen and, you know, have a promising future, they're everywhere else other than around you. That's where they are, if you were wondering.
Don't get me wrong, a compliment's always nice, but I don't want to know that the first thing you've noticed about me is my bum, or my boobs for that matter. Why couldn't you have just said, hey, how are you?
Well, let me ask you this. What were you wearing?
How dare you?
It is only patriarchy.
I got a feeling it wasn't some loose sweats and a loose shirt. I would bet that they're the new trendy, you know, skin tight yoga pants or shorts, and you got them pulled up all the way in the crack of your, so you know every guy can see every dimple in your butt cheeks.
Good call.
You wanna work out with me, get to know each other?
No.
Or why couldn't you have gone, oh, you're pretty, can I take you on a date? Why are you going straight for my bum? Why where have the cute guys gone? Kissing in the rain, old movie love. Why is that not a thing?
We have a day of observing everybody on drugs.
Doesn't want anything to do with her except for using her for a wormhole.
Guys did that for women who are nothing like you. It still is a thing. You know what I mean? It's a thing for women who don't have TikTok pages. I'm so tired of these modern women requesting traditional things from men. In traditional times, you would have been knocked up and married by this age already. Instead, you hang out at gyms trying to bait gym bros to boink you.
Let me explain to you why men talk about doing things, but don't end up actually doing them. And it's because there's a psychological effect behind it called the substitution bias. This doesn't only apply to men, but I've seen it mostly in men, so let's talk about them. So when they first speak about something, they get really motivated. And because they get a positive response, in their brain it creates a false sense of completion and satisfaction. And because in their brain it already feels completed, they lose their motivation to actually follow through. Next time they talk about something, make them aware of this and don't give them overly positive feedback.
It's not cool to not know what you're talking about.
When you take advice from a woman, literally do the complete opposite of whatever she says.
Look, you're not going to trick Pretty Ricky into taking you serious and giving you commitment and taking you out on dates. Yes, he's selling you dreams. He's not actually trying to follow through. He's trying to tell you what you want to hear so he can clap them buns.
Hell yeah.
So when he doesn't get a good response from telling you some bullshit, he's just going to find some other bullshit to tell you. If you only put the same thought, effort, and energy into guys who actually would take you serious, you'd be married by now. But we all know that's not ever gonna happen, because you're already on the dingbat hamster wheel.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.